In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your Spirit upon us. Help and guide us always in your graces. Help us to be deeply converted. Help the graces and the battle won in your resurrection be for us a light in our life. Amen. My brothers and sisters, Qim Lamoran, Shu Hashim. The Lord is risen, the Lord truly, my brothers and sisters, he's truly risen. This is such a glorious and great, wonderful, amazingly beautiful day to be with you here to celebrate the greatest of all great feasts of the resurrection of Jesus. As I was praying with the week and entering into the season, especially for preparing for the resurrection, the greatest of all feasts, one of my favorite English Catholic preachers is Archbishop Fulton Sheen, in my opinion, honestly the best. In English, at least. And he had a really interesting perspective on Easter and how just the defeat and the battle that happened between Jesus and the devil. He talks about sin. He talks about how when we sin, when we want to sin, when we're tempted to sin, it appears as if Jesus is the accuser and the devil is the defender. Jesus is the accuser saying, thou shalt not sin, thou shalt not commit this, thou shalt not steal, all these things, thou shalt not. It's like the accusation of Jesus. Where the devil on the opposite spectrum is sitting there telling us in our lies and his lies is that it's okay, do whatever you want. He's defending us. You can do these things, it's okay to do these things. Now what happens is, after sin comes into the world, after we fall into our individual sins or collective sins, whatever the world may have us, the roles switch to their proper roles, where Jesus is the defender. He's the one telling us that these sins don't define you. This isn't who you are. These are actions that you have done. That's not who you are. Come back to me. Where the devil, and who he authentically is the accuser. You're shameful. You're not worthy. You already fall into that sin. Keep in that sin. You can't go anywhere. You can't be better. You are who you are. You've already fallen into the sin. You are nothing. Stay in the nothingness. The accusation that I was praying with most when it comes to the devil is the idea and the concept of I can't. You can't do something. It's a really big lie that we oftentimes believe in our lives, especially in a really special way, as us on our journey of our discipleship with Jesus, as we desire to become deeper and deeper in love with God and our holiness, to on this journey of discipleship, the biggest temptation of the accuser, not of the defender in Jesus, but the accuser in the evil one, in the devil, is you can't because you are too busy, because there is just so much work to do. I have so much studying to do. Life in the modern day is just overwhelming. I'm too addicted to this. I like the sin, the lust, the anger, the gluttony that I live for. I'm too overwhelmed in my lives. I have too much anxiety. I'm too lazy. This grudge, I just can't let go. My faith is just not where I need it to be. I'm too far gone. I'm too sad. I'm too burdened. There's just so much in my life. I have experienced so much suffering, so much death in my life. I just can't. That's the accuser coming at us. You can't do something. Now, as we pray with the great feast of the resurrection of Jesus, not in John's gospel, but in Mark's gospel, the way he tells the story of the resurrection, we all have different perspectives of the resurrection, is there's three women walking to the tomb. And the beauty of it is, and I was really entering into, really praying with this, is the beauty of it is these three women are walking to the tomb after the death of Jesus, we celebrated just yesterday, the death of Jesus. They're walking there. They're going to Jesus, on the journey to Jesus. They ask a very, very important question. How will we remove the stone? This huge stone that the Roman soldiers made it so that it was nearly impossible to move so that nobody stole the body of Jesus. These three little old ladies, these women. How are we going to remove the stone? The accuser, you can't. You won't. The stone will remain. So what do? They turn back. We can't do it. They get discouraged. They go back. Absolutely not. We're going to figure it out. I don't really know how to do it. They're on this journey. They go to the tomb. And the beauty of it, my brothers and sisters, here we are on the day of the resurrection, is that Jesus Christ himself removed the stone that in theory was going to be in way of us getting to him. These lies, we can't get to Jesus because of whatever lie that the accuser gives to us. The beauty of it, my brothers and sisters, is that it's already removed. That it's a lie. That this battle between God and the devil isn't even a fair battle. He's just a liar. He's just an accuser. You can't. You won't. So just don't. When Jesus, as we celebrate this incredible, incredible feast day of the resurrection of Jesus, already did. That's the beauty of it all. And my brothers and sisters, you are here in this church. You are like those three women who are on this trek, on this journey with Jesus. All of us at different levels and spaces and places in our journey with Jesus, but you're here. You intentionally chose to come to Mass today. Why? That you all have your own intentions. But what does the accuser want you to think? You can't be a follower of Jesus. You can't be a disciple of Jesus. You're thinking to yourself, I don't have the faith. I'm too entrenched with sin. I'm too overwhelmed. I'm too burdened. I'm too mad at God because I'm sick and dying, because someone I love is sick and dying, because someone I truly love already died. But this exact purpose of today, of me taking that cross and telling you, truly, my brothers and sisters, truly Christ has risen from the dead. That it's not as if we sit there and say, I hope that Jesus will remove this stone that I can't move, remove the issue or thing or mind or mindset, whatever it is in my life that I can't. I hope he will. He already did. It's already removed. There is no I can't. There is he already did. The accuser wants you to believe that. The devil belongs in hell. You tell the devil, go to hell. That's where you belong. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I belong in eternal life. And that's the promise for us. And that's why this day is so important. That's why this week has been so important. That the accuser himself looked to Jesus and said, I will accuse you that you will die like every other human, thinking that he was going to win the victory by killing God in Jesus Christ. But he lost. And we're the victors. We gain the victory. We are the victors. My brothers and sisters, you will go home tomorrow. You have lunch, pacha, I don't know, do your thing. Monday comes, week after comes, March comes, April, May, June, July, graduation, whatever. You're on the journey with Jesus. You're walking to the tomb. You've experienced hardship. We all have burdens, anxious, death, suffering. And you're thinking to yourself, I can't. It's a lie. The truth, my brothers and sisters, is this. The truth is, the impossible has already been done in the resurrection of Jesus. So the lie that you believe in your own mind, that it is impossible for my whatever reason to get closer to Jesus, is a lie. The truth is, if the impossible is done in Jesus Christ already, how much more in your own life is Jesus ready to tear open that stone, to remove that burden, that block between you and him? He will remove it. You will continue the journey. You'll take one step and one step and one step, and before you know it, you will have experienced the resurrected Jesus. Amen? Amen. Please stand.